You're listening to SBS News.
The eagerly awaited Novavax vaccine is on track to become Australia's fourth type of COVID-19 vaccine after gaining provisional approval from the medicines regulator. Novavax is a protein vaccine. It uses inert protein fragments of the COVID-19 virus to trigger the body's immune response. Infectious disease expert Paul Griffin says this makes Novavax different to the Pfizer, Moderna and AstraZeneca jabs that are currently available.
So at the moment in this country, we're using mRNA vaccines in the form of Pfizer and Moderna, and also a viral vector vaccine, AstraZeneca. And what they do essentially is deliver the instructions to make the spike proteins, the part of the virus we want a response against, so that our bodies make those spike proteins and we get that type of a response. With Novavax, it's a slightly more traditional way of making a vaccine where we basically make those spike proteins in the laboratory and deliver those into people's arms so we get a response that way.
Dr. Griffin was involved in early stage clinical trials of Novavax that were carried out in Australia.
Novavax have had some difficulties. None of them relate to safety or concerns around efficacy. It was largely relating to the conduct of the clinical trials and getting enough people in to be as confident as we need to be to continue to progress.
Novavax was first approved by Indonesia in early December. It has since been approved by the European Medicines Agency. Murdoch University immunologist Professor Cassandra Berry says Novavax has shown promising immunity.
They've done lots of clinical trials now around the world, so just gathering that data on that product was important. It depends on which group you look at, but it's around about 90.4% effective against symptomatic COVID, which is really, really high.
In Australia, some 92.8% of people over the age of 16 have so far received at least two COVID-19 jabs. Health Minister Greg Hunt says some people have delayed getting vaccinated until the Novavax vaccine was available.
We know that some people have waited for Novavax. And although we've encouraged everybody to proceed, we recognise that that's a fact. So hopefully this will encourage those people in that less than last 5% to come forward.
Dr. Griffin says some people appeared more comfortable with Novavax because it was made with a more established manufacturing process.
It is based on a different platform, and for some people that's one that they would prefer, and so it'd be great if those people could go out and get that vaccine as soon as it's available.
But Dr. Griffin says the other existing vaccines are also safe and effective.
We simply wouldn't use a vaccine in this country if it didn't have exceptional safety profile and very high rates of efficacy. And that's indeed the case for the vaccines we're using so far.
The vaccine has been granted provisional approval, which broadly means it has been deemed safe to use while further research is conducted. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, ATAGI, will now review the decision and, subject to their approval, Novavax will be made available in coming weeks. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says Novavax has been recommended for people who are 18 or older and should be given in two doses, 3 weeks apart.